aux questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? Non. 2. Combien de voitures a-t-il acheté? 1. 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Une maison, des meubles et une voiture. Et si vous auriez gagné à la loterie, qu'est-ce que vous achèteriez avec l'argent gagné? Répétez ces phrases, Mathieu.
Essaye d'être attentif. I replace my old car.
Répétez aussi. He called the bank manager. We listened to Matthew's story. Ces phrases expriment des actions passées au simple past avec des verbes réguliers. Benjamin aussi a posé ces questions en utilisant également le simple past. Répétez ces questions.
When did you win the lottery? How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en une course le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé, votre émission pour pratiquer l'anglais. This is where you learn how to practice English. My name is Michelle Joseph and my fellow colleague.
And I am Roger Muntu.
And we have two guests with us today.
Hi everybody, I'm Eva Takenaro.
And?
Hi, I'm Yubin Kim.
And we're very happy to welcome our guest also in DRC, Portland, Maine. We're discussing about, and Mali, sorry.
That's right. There's a lot of people in Mali too.
We have to.
Yes.
Not, we must not forget our
That's
listeners.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And I wanted to actually say a special hello to Tran, our Facebook viewer in Vietnam.
Yeah, he's in Vietnam. Tran really follow all our videos. We're saying thank you to Tran. If you are listening to this show right now, we say thank you, both Michelle and I.
Yes, we appreciate your comments, and we know that it's very, very early in your country, and so we're not going to disturb you.
That's correct.
Right, yeah. But I had to. This is my sense of obligation with the verb to have.
That's correct.
I had to say hi to Tran.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So we're going to continue with to have.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Part two, yeah. Which basically there are challenges with to have because especially with the contractions.
Right.
So let's warm up with that. We'll find out what they are. Okay. Hi. Well, I'm going to work with what you were speaking about, Eva, your obligations or what you have to do here as an intern. And we're going to use the contractions. For example, let's see. We're going to use the contraction. For example, how are we going to do this? I was thinking of the when we're using she, he, or it, has, when we do the contraction it's or he's or she's, yeah, it can be confused with is. She's very pretty, or she's got a lot of work to do. He's, so the he has and she has, or he is or she is, when that contraction happens, sometimes it's difficult to find out,
yes,
what is this exactly?
Yeah.
So I know that I'm putting you on the spot, but do you have an idea of an example that you could use in that context? Maybe Roger can help.
Yeah, I have an example here. This is what Michelle is trying to say. Third person of singular of the verb to be is he is or she is, right? Third person of singular of the verb to be. He is or she is.
Or it is.
Or it is. Thank you, Michelle. So if you contract that, you're going to be his. He's sick.
Yes.
He's hungry. He's French. She is American. She's, no, she is.
It's.
Contraction, she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it is. He in America, if you say, oh, it is funny, they know you're not American.
Okay. Right.
That's it.
It's going to sound bizarre.
They know you're not American, yeah. If you say, oh, it is cool, they know you're not American. Because Americans say, it's cool. It's funny. It's, they contract a lot. So this is the verb to be. So in the verb to have now, let's come back to the verb to have, the one Michelle was saying. There's also a third person in to have, which is he has, she has, or it has. That also has a contraction that also he's, right?
Yeah.
You can also put that contraction.
Yeah. So he's got.
He's got.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's
got.
He's.
So the only difference here, if I should add, which is what Michelle was saying, the how would you know is because the one with the verb to have has to be followed by a verb.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say, it's cool, cool is not a verb, so that's fine.
Okay.
We know that's to be. But in to have, you say, he's got to leave tonight. He's got to leave tonight. To leave as a verb.
Yeah.
So we know that's got it.
He has.
Right?
He has.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I got it.
You got it?
No, oh, okay. She got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, but it is.
I'm not sure.
It's kind of complicated.
It is. It was like, not sure.
I'm sure. I'm
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
maybe we can actually welcome our guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but Michelle, do you think that was the kind of...
It's tricky.
It's very tricky.
This is very tricky.
But I'll let you welcome
him. We're going to welcome our guest.
Yeah.
And so, hello, I think we have Alf Sidibe in Bamako. Hi, Alf.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Thank you.
Again.
Yes, and hi, Moussa. We also have Moussa Kouma in Bamako. Maybe not Bamako. I'm not sure where you are. Maybe you can tell us.
No, but I'm in Bamako.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we have Pierrette Ngoya in Portland, Maine. I love that place. Now, did you hear us? We were discussing about the contraction of the third person conjugated he has, she has, or it has, sounding nearly exactly like the contraction of the verb to be. He is, she is, it is.
Yes.
So it's complicated, but maybe you guys can give us some more examples, and Roger and I will help you out, and you being an ever as well. Maybe we could start with you, Pierrette.
Pierrette, yeah.
An example where you use she's got...
Right.
She's got to get up in the morning.
Right.
Versus she's getting up in the morning. Well, actually, that's she is getting up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's